Social Movements and National Movements. This is a section of Dilemmas of Anti-Systemic Movements in the book Anti-Systemic Movements. In the course of the 19th century, two principal varieties of anti-systemic movements emerged, what came to be called respectively the social movement, and we're seeing today a social movement that goes beyond organizing as reclaiming our energy from the market. Or maybe not, maybe that is a form. But I was about to say that the climate summit is an expression of this social movement, what came to be called respectively the social movement and the national movement. The major difference between them lay in their definition of the problem. The social movement defined the oppression as that of employers over wage earners, the bourgeoisie over the proletariat. The ideals of the French Revolution, liberty, equality, and fraternity could be realized, they felt, by replacing capitalism with socialism. The national movement, on the other hand, defined the oppression as that of one ethno-national group over another. The ideals could be realized by giving the oppressed group equal juridical status with the oppressing group by the creation of parallel and usually separate structures. And my interjection, in one of our recent considerations of the work of Emmanuel Wallerstein and world systems theory generally, we suggested that it could serve as our language of transition because it views from the vantage of the whole, which we argued is key to our claiming the all. And this framing, this above framing, provides us with a good illustration that this frame has long been in existence, this ability to speak in these terms about what has been happening to us is an enormous advance and so suppressed. This frame has long been in existence, and yet we have not had in the progressive media any advancement of it, let alone vigorous, given that our grasping it, our understanding, claiming it is key to our taking the next step. This has been a particularly egregious omission on the part of the official professional left. Continuing, there has been a long discussion within the movements and among scholars about the differences between these two kinds of movements. No doubt they have differed both in their definitions of the problem and in the social basis of their support. In many places and at many times, the two varieties of movement found enough tactical congruence to work together politically. The traditional emphasis on the differences of the two varieties of movement has distracted our attention from some fundamental similarities. And my interjection, what they have in common is that they don't threaten power fundamentally, i.e., we have been effectively trapped. We got nowhere to go so long as we stay within power's frame, play power's game.